Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fake news. That's how a top Michigan State University official described a Nassar survivor's claims that interim president John Engler offered her a $250,000 payout in return for dropping her suit against the school. The Detroit Free Press obtained emails sent by a top Engler aide following Kaylee Lorenz's appearance before the Board of Trustees. That's when she described the meeting she and her mother had with Engler, that aide, and a university spokesperson. Kaylee spoke with me 2 days ago about that meeting.
You know, there are five people in that room, and, you know, my mom and I know the real story. I have nothing to gain from this. You know, whether people believe me or not, I have nothing to gain, and I know the real story.
Detroit Free Press reporter David Jesse is with us now. David, you obtained emails sent to the Board of Trustees over the weekend by Carol Viventi, MSU vice president and special counsel to interim president John Engler. In them, she said she wanted to try to set the record straight. What did she say in those emails?
Well, she wanted to say that to tell the board that the claims that President Engler had made some sort of payment offer of $250,000 was not true. She said that Engler did not respond right away during the board meeting because of concern for the environment, that he knew that anything he said would be taken apart by the survivors. She also counseled the board not to respond to anything raised by the attorneys or the survivors, especially stuff that is false news or fake news. And, you know, she also said that, repeated some advice from Bob Young, who is advising Engler as well, that the attorneys who are representing the Nassar survivors are willing to do just about anything to drive up the settlement cost for the university.
And Bob Young, of course, being the former Michigan Chief Justice who was hired by Engler to run MSU's defense against all these civil lawsuits.
Yeah, and so basically they're claiming that this whole meeting was a setup, that they were trying to get Engler to say something that could be used against him in the settlement talks and to drive the amount of money up for Nassar survivors.
David, did you get any response from President Engler, from Carol Viventi, or from Bob Young on this?
We haven't heard from any of them today.
What about Kaylee Lorenz or her attorney, John Manley? Any response?
Yep, both of them have responded in on Twitter, both of them saying this is just another reminder that Michigan State is not truly looking out for the folks who were attacked by Larry Nassar. It's just a reminder of what broad culture change needs to take place at Michigan State, starting with the board, the president, and continuing from there.
David, in your piece in the Detroit Free Press, you get some of the board members' responses. Can you spell some of those out for us?
Sure. So in that email chain, a couple board members responded to Carol Viventi and said basically, hey, look, we don't know why President Engler was meeting with survivors without their attorney present. You can't do that, saying you work for the board and we didn't give you approval to do that. And basically saying, hey, look, you need to start thinking better. Brian Mosselin, one of the trustees, said, you know, it might have been right legally to meet with them, but you got to start thinking morally and ethically, and you need to hold yourself to the same standards you hold everybody else at this university to.
What did some of the other members? So that was Brian Mosselin. Who else did we hear from?
We heard from Diane Byram, who said pretty much the same thing. Hey, look, I don't know why you guys think it's right to have meetings like this. You know, you need to really rethink that strategy. We also heard from Mitch Lyons, the board member from Grand Rapids, who said that he was thankful for the explanation, you know, Engler's side, but wished that Engler had responded right away. He said that Engler's silence during the board meeting last Friday was, quote, deafening.
Is this the first sign that you've seen of cracks between the Board of Trustees and Interim President John Engler that you've seen, David?
It is. You know, it'll be very interesting to see if now these private cracks creak their way over into public. Do we start to see some board members questioning President Engler, not just behind the scenes, but in public at various meetings?
David Jesse, Free Press reporter, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, anytime.